Number 103, five time for us to take our latest Fly Namibia business journey. And with us today is Izaan Viljoen. Izaan, thank you so much for joining us today. Just give me a quick introduction as far as your businesses go. What is it that you do?
I am the owner of Highway Importers. And I've been in this business for about 10 years plus.
Okay. All right, importers. So I'm assuming you bring stuff into the country. Then what kind of stuff are we talking about? What kind of items?
Oh my goodness, there's anything you can think of. Okay. From baby products to solar power lights, the strangest things. People contact me, ask me if I can source something. The things I've brought in for people on request. I could laugh, I could cry, something of everything.
But Izaan, that's actually quite a nifty thing, because if you just bring certain things in and people know, you know, you bring in, let's say for argument's sake, Indian furniture from India. But if they already regarding you not only as an importer, but as a finder, where they can come to you and say, listen, I'm looking for something specific. Do you know where to find it? That actually gives you a huge scope, right?
Yes. So I've started with, you know, just the normal that year's Amazon and eBay and so. And yeah, I've learned more about where the local Chinese buy, where the local Americans buy. And I've made so much friends, so many different suppliers. So it's such a big world out there. I get so mad if somebody just want something that's available in Namibia, and I mean, here's nothing available. I try to, you know, open people's eyes to what is available outside of Namibia, and not even just in South Africa, but around the globe. Sometimes it takes a bit of patience because the import is so expensive. So you have to if it's something big, wait a month or two for a container. I don't know. Namibians is so impatient, so they will rather settle with something they can buy locally instead of something amazing. Just wait a bit.
So tell me, how did the idea start? I mean, did you suddenly realize there's something that I'm looking for and I can't find it? So you started looking overseas to bring it in?
No, actually, it's a funny story. Not really funny, but now that I think about it, everything just happens always for a reason, and you look back at it and it's like, okay, this was just meant to be. So I got pregnant on school when I was in school. And you know, the strict Afrikaners, parents,
big trouble,
you're not finishing, or you're going back to school even if you have to do it part-time, but you are going to finish school. And I finished matric, and after that I went to come and work for my father. He has his own business, and I was raising a child at the office, and I was just so bored with my life, because every day they just coming to the office 7 to 5 job. And when she got older, I mean, there's always toys you see on the internet and the cutest dresses. That time it was Frozen, just got out. So I went around online, played around, and I said to my mother, I wonder how much it will cost to import, and I wonder how you get those things here. It was that time imports was just from South Africa. There wasn't Amazon, or it was so close. You know, you didn't even think about getting something. And she was like, no, you're going to waste your money. That is, you can't do it like that. I was like, okay.
And strange, sorry to interrupt you, Izaan, but strange how many people still have that attitude. No, you can't get stuff from overseas. Only South Africa, otherwise people are going to rob you, they're going to steal your money. And I mean, these days the systems are so much more secure, and if you can have somebody like you who bring it in anyway, then you're pretty safe, right?
I always take the risk. So there's always, if something doesn't arrive and you've chosen me to bring it in, I will always refund you. So I always say that you never know what you buy online, and I've gotten ripped off so many times. So I have so many experience, you know, if I go on a website, if somebody sends me a link, I can tell you directly, no, this is plain stupidity. Right. Don't buy from there because it was created just 3 weeks ago, you know, something like that, something that people don't see. So
and that's of course the benefit for somebody like me who doesn't bring stuff in from overseas, that I can work through you. You know what the pitfalls are. You've been there. You've learned your lessons, and you now already know what's dependable and what's not.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's only a certain few places that I work with. So and normally what Amazon do, eBay, whatever it is, they go to the local. What can I tell? Local factories, local shops, local whatever. Yeah. And they just find something and put it online. So they add their markup. So, and with these sites, you can't just, in nowadays, you can't just scam people and get away with it. Because there's always reviews. There's always, I mean, you can put any website in Google and you just say reviews, and it throws out all the bad reviews. Even Google review the website itself. When was it established? How many viewers? What? So, but yeah, Namibians, even on my website, on my online shop, people will rather screenshot a picture from the shop, send it to me via WhatsApp, or call me and ask me, do you have this in shop? Where are you located? So, they are really, Namibians is really so, so scared of online. They will rather go to a shop. They will rather see a product in person. And it's sad because, oh my goodness, the things I see every day, it's incredible.
I can imagine. Izan, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you so much for spending time with us today and telling us about your Fly Namibia business journey. Thanks so much.
Ah, perfect. Thank you.